I think it was partly in reaction to King's assassination, and also a reaction, frankly, to listening to some of my liberal colleagues at Amherst College pontificate about the race problem. I decided that I wasn't really sure I wanted to go on spending the rest of my life teaching basically all male, mostly quite upper class, and almost exclusively white, as it turned out, at that time, students, and I wanted to do something else. Actually, I was negotiating going to Uganda to teach for a while. And then the possibility came up of a black college that a friend of mine knew about in South Carolina that was looking for a physics professor to come and start a physics program. And so I thought, you know, anybody can go and hold a candle and walk from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial. But what I've been educated to do and what I practice doing is I teach physics. If there's something to do where physics teaching will help, I should do that. So I went with the idea originally of maybe making a permanent career change from Amherst College to a black college in the South. We packed up and we went to teach physics, to start the teaching of physics at a very small church-related black college in rural South Carolina, but in the swamps, about halfway between Columbia and Charleston, and to teach physics. And just as the spring before we went, after we'd already decided to go, that would have been the spring of 69, it was quite violent racial protests in the country. There was a famous picture that appeared in the New York Times that spring with a Cornell black student holding a rifle on the steps of the administration building. That's in Ithaca, New York. At the same time, in Denmark, South Carolina, this little town, a significant number of black students had their own protests. They occupied the administration building and the library, and they had guns. And the South Carolina Highway Patrol arrived, and or the National Guard, I forget which. It wasn't federal, it was state troops. And it was real opportunity there for somebody to die. This isn't Ithaca, New York, this is South Carolina. And in fact, a year before that, several black kids had been killed by the South Carolina Highway Patrol on the campus of South Carolina State College, about 20 miles away. What was going to be my college that spring, nobody got killed. A rather heroic black science teacher persuaded the kids to come out and get on the bus and go to jail and put down their guns, because otherwise some of them were going to get killed, and they followed him out and onto the bus. So it was kind of miraculous that nobody got killed, so we read about this from afar. So we went, and we didn't know what the year was going to be like, and I started teaching physics. And of course that was an experience in itself, because in the time I taught at Amherst, I'm quite sure I had never had more than one black student in a class at a time. So obviously I never had any trouble remembering who that person was. All of a sudden, I've got an introductory physics class of 60, 70 students, and they're all black, and all of a sudden, I've got to start learning ways to tell black people apart. And it works the other way, too, by the way. I'm not very tall, 5'7", kind of chunky, and I had at the time a rather full beard. There was another visiting white northern professor teaching history there that year who was about 6'6", no beard, very skinny, and the students confused us. All white folks look alike. It was quite a change in the teaching experience from Amherst. Not only were the students 100% black instead of 99.9% white, they were also half women and half men. Whereas at Amherst at the time, that was before we had co-education at all at Amherst, all the Amherst students were and always had been male. But their level of their basic ability in arithmetic and reading and writing was not good. Almost all of them were graduates of segregated rural South Carolina high schools. And in the late 60s, that was not a really high quality education. I think I was pretty good by that time at teaching physics to Amherst students with their background, but I was starting all over again with students at a really different entering level. I'm not sure I did any good teaching physics, but then